Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Alison Curtis with you, and you will definitely know the name of my next guest, best-selling author Andrea Mara is on the phone line, over Zoom actually specifically. Andrea, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us on Weekend Breakfast. So you have a brand new book out, As Something in the Attic, but before we get into that, I love your own personal story, which is that you didn't actually set out to become an author.
Yeah, I worked very happily in financial services for 17 years and I'd still be there, only they said, sorry, we're closing the office, so you need to go find something else to do. I guess it was the nudge I needed to try and turn. Well, I had been blogging as a hobby.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushed me to turn that into writing for a living.
But that's the thing, Andrea, I think that's happened to so many people in the last few years, is through necessity, if their previous life is affected by COVID, that they've gone on to do some incredible things. So sometimes you do just need that nudge.
Yeah, and I've noticed a lot with my own friends. We all seem to reach a crossroads, or some of us, say, after having kids and maybe having been on maternity leave and kind of going, oh, okay, the world didn't fall down when I was out of my office for 6 or 9 or 12 months. And actually, I really enjoyed this other thing. Maybe I could make a go of that. So it's definitely this sort of midlife stage, a very interesting time career-wise for a lot of people, I think.
Oh, completely. It is. Some really incredible things come from it. And even, like, if you think about it, Andrea, generations before, that just wasn't the case. And now it is. That's even remarkable in itself. So you have three children. Are they very little still?
No, I noticed in a lot of my bios recently, I was like, and her three small kids. And I was like, oh my God, I need to change that, because they're like 12, 15 and 16 now. So they are no longer small. They're ruling the roost.
They still will always need you. So listen, 7 books published to this date, which is incredible. But you still feel like you do experience imposter syndrome from time to time.
Yeah, and I'd say loads of authors do, and lots of people in all walks of life and in every kind of career. And maybe in a way, I think as long as it's not debilitating, imposter syndrome, a little bit of it is probably okay, because it keeps us on our toes as well. Like, I would say the day an author sits back and goes, oh, it's grand, I can just churn out any old book and it'll be fine, you're probably in trouble. So I think a little bit is okay.
I think so as well. So Someone in the Attic, this is, I love the description of it. I love how it's bringing in something that's very forefront in people's lives, TikTok. So tell us about the book.
So it's about Julia, who moves from San Diego back to Ireland with her two kids and her former husband, and they take turns living in this big luxurious house in a gated complex when it's their each turn with the kids. And the daughter, the teenage daughter, Isla, finds a TikTok, and it's this viral TikTok trend where people are creeping around people's houses, or pretending to creep around people's houses, letting themselves out of the attic and prowling around while people aren't there. Isla recognizes their house and she's like, Mom, how could there be this TikTok of our house? Did you let people in to film? And Julia, the mom, is like, of course I didn't. What are you talking about? It can't be our house. But when they look at it, she realizes it is. And they start to wonder, is there someone in the attic letting themselves out? Now, of course, you know, someone is listening to this going, why wouldn't they just check the attic? They do check the attic. But as the story goes on, they do really wonder, is there someone up there? And is someone targeting them? And why?
You know, oh, does my it God. Have some- That is so scary.
So scary.
The other thing that's big news about you, so that's the brand new book and people can enjoy that, but All Her Faults is being turned into a TV series. Like, where was your head when you heard this first, going, oh my God?
So the book was optioned nearly 2 years ago, but that's kind of, it's good when your book is optioned for TV, but everybody knows that really just gives it maybe a 5% chance of actually happening. So you enjoy that, you celebrate that, but then you kind of put it out of your head. So I got a WhatsApp from my agent on Valentine's night. I was sitting in with my husband and my son watching TV and got a text from my agent going, oh my God, look at this news. Wow. And she had sent me a link to a report in Deadline or Hollywood Reporter, I think, to say that Peacock, who are the streamer of NBC Universal, helped greenlit the TV production of All Her Fault. So obviously I like screamed, collapsed on the ground, all that good stuff. And yeah, that was kind of the biggest moment news-wise, career-wise of my life. It was huge.
Oh, it is huge. It's massive. And someone who I'm a huge fan of, and I know a lot of people are as well, who've watched Succession and many other productions, Sarah Snook is being linked to the role as well.
Yeah, so then that was like the next biggest news scream moment of my life. So I came home from a day out signing books just a few weeks ago, and I hadn't checked my emails, and I checked and there was this whole load of emails going, we have news, but you're going to hear it soon. And I was like, what news? Oh my God. And then I got another email through, and that was the news that Sarah Snook of Succession fame is going to play the lead role of Marissa in All Her Fault. So, I mean, that was huge because she's so loved and she's so good. Like, nobody has a bad word to say about her. She is just so, so good at that.
But Andrea, we were saying before we joined you on air there that she's just a normal woman, but she's doing incredible work and she's so versatile and she's so intense in all her roles. So I think that is going to be absolutely amazing. So it's set in Chicago.
Yeah, I believe so. So that I don't have a huge amount of information so far, but that's kind of what I know, that it's going to be set in Chicago. And she's the only cast member that I know of so far. And the producer the director is from Three Body Problem, which has been on Netflix recently. And that's literally everything I know.
Well, I think those are good pieces of information to have now. That's excellent. And Andrew, before I let you go, I find this really fascinating as well. And because, like, you know, you specialize in crime and psychological thrillers, and obviously your other notable works are The Other Side of the Wall, One Click, Hide and Seek. But your mother-in-law was Ireland's first female private investigator?
Yeah. My husband's grandfather ran a private investigation agency, and then my mother-in-law took it over and she ran the business. And like, they had a van that was like it, like I remember seeing it once, and it was set up inside like almost like an FBI van that you see on TV that looks like a normal van on the outside but has all this surveillance equipment on the inside. So yeah, it's pretty fascinating. Yeah,
that is really fascinating. I would be terrible at it. I'd be like over here or something. I just can't keep any secrets. I'd be very bad at it. I'd be very, very bad at it. Oh, Andrea, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Continued success. We're going to be watching that space, All Her Fault, with really keen eyes because, of course, there's no date yet known for the release of it. But thank you so much for your time. And people definitely need to pick up Someone in the Attic as well. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.